Hello, my name is Chad Chancellor. I'm co-founder of a company called Next Move Group. And in this video, in less than 5 minutes, we're going to teach why confidentiality and economic development matter. So whether you're an economic developer, an economic development board member, or even an elected official, you need to know why this matters. If you're wondering how we have this expertise, our company was really built to do several different things. Number one, we do site selection work where we represent companies as they figure out where to put locations. So the five slides we're going to show you, we have experience. So, I mean, this is real stuff. We're going to show you why it matters. We also do economic development board training. It's a big part of our business and growing. We do it all over the country. So we train economic development boards and elected officials on their roles in this, so we really see it from all angles. So let's jump right in. Why is confidentiality important in economic development? Well, if you're dealing with a publicly traded company, a company that trades stock, publicly traded, then they literally can get prosecuted for insider trading by the Securities Exchange Commission if they reveal expansion plans or relocation plans before they tell their shareholders. And you can get in trouble for it if you reveal it. That could be considered insider trading. It's very, very serious business. So if your economic developer asks you to sign a confidentiality agreement or non-disclosure, you don't need to just laugh that thing off. You can get yourself in serious trouble. If they're a publicly traded company, there are literal laws. They cannot tell what they're going to do as far as relocating or anything that could affect their stock price without their shareholders being the first to know. So you certainly want to keep this in mind. The second reason, they don't want their competition to know what they're doing. What if they're looking in your location because they're going to get this new contract from some company? Now the competition figures it out and they go after that contract. It could literally affect contracts and it could affect future pricing. It could affect future pricing. So what you need to know as an economic development board member or elected official specifically, one of the things that we do is executive searches for economic developers. And we'll get in a community and they'll tell us, we think the previous economic developer kept things too confidential. Folks, there's no such thing. I'm telling you right now, you can get yourself in legal trouble on this first aspect if they're publicly traded and you're accused of insider trading. You can get yourself potentially in civil trouble if you cost them a contract. If they can prove that you somehow or another cost them financial damages, you cost them a contract because you gave their competitor some kind of inside information, you could get yourself in trouble for that. The third reason, these companies want to communicate to their employees internally in their own best practice ways. What they don't want to do is have their internal employees at a current location get freaked out and think, oh my goodness, they're about to shut this plant and move it to a teetotal new state. Most of the time, companies don't just shut a plant and move it. Now, they do. I mean, I've seen that a lot. But most of the time, I'd say 80% of the projects looking at your area, they're going to build an expansion plant. They already have plants. They're looking to build some kind of expansion. So let's say you're in Missouri and the company looking at you is from Chicago. That's not too far away. Well, they don't want their employees in Chicago to hear we're looking at Missouri because they freak out. They literally think, well, this company's moving. I'm not going to have a job. So it's very important to these companies that they control their internal communication. And so you don't need to let the cat out of the bag because you could cause them real trouble when it comes to that. The fourth reason, I have seen this happen within our firm. 10 times this has happened, if not more, but I counted up this morning. I come up with at least 10. They don't want to look at a piece of property. When a company is doing a site selection project, they may have looked at 100 pieces of property, 100 communities, literally. They don't want to start spending time and money on diligence on that property. They'll start spending time and money on it and have somebody in town come buy it out from under them. This has happened in our company 10 times. 10 times. And we're just a small site selection firm. We're not one of the big, you know, CB Richard Ellis real estate firms or whatever. 10 times this has happened where we had a client from outside town looking at a building, and all of a sudden some insider in a community went and bought the building thinking they're going to make money off flipping it. And all 10 times it didn't work out. The company didn't go there, and those people ended up holding that bill because people in town just thought, well, this is too good of a deal to be true. I'm not going to let these outsiders come make money on this deal. Runs the real estate portion of it. Runs it. I've seen this happen 10 times. The smaller the town, the worse this risk. Let me tell you right now, the 10 times we've seen this happen, majority of them are in small towns where somebody in town gets wind of it, runs and goes and buys the building thinking I'll flip it and make money. It never works out. So you want to stay out of this as best you can. And the fifth reason that they don't want to let this out is they will be bombarded by suppliers calling them the second they hear they're coming somewhere. You know, if I'm putting a big industry in some town, all of a sudden machine shops start calling, trucking firms start calling, temporary labor firms start, all these people just bombard them. And oftentimes they may not have decided to go there yet. They don't want to be bombarded with suppliers in your community calling them if they hadn't even decided to come to your town yet. You'll be scratched off the list. You will literally cost yourself to be cut. So the reason confidentiality is important is everything from legal reasons where you could be charged with insider trading to not letting their competitors know to where if you cost them a contract, you could have civil problems to them wanting to not freak out their current employees to a piece of real estate getting sold out from under them so you lose the deal, to suppliers bombarding them on such a level that they say, you know what, that town violated our confidentiality. We want to knock them off our list. We're tired of dealing with them. These are all of the reasons why confidentiality matters. If you'd like to learn more about our company, visit thenextmovegroup.com, nextmovegroup.com. We have a podcast show where we talk about this stuff every Thursday called the We Are Jobs podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you hear your podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-764-3105. Email Chuck at thenextmovegroup.com. If you want to learn more, we'd be happy to talk to you.